FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Etiquette Municipality says water supply shortages in some areas of Durban are due to pressure on the southern aqueduct, whose construction is ongoing. It's reiterated that demand is higher than supply. The city says while population growth, high consumption, vandalism and leaks are factors, the recent round of outages has been made worse by demand over the past festive season and heat waves. Communities in the south, including Chatsworth and North Dean, continue to battle ongoing outages, with some areas facing intermittent or no supply for days, weeks and even months. Chatsworth resident Nasima Suleiman says they believe that they are feeling the brunt.
We have been told by the municipality that we will have water rationing every day, twice a day, which we do not approve of in the first place. We have this, but our water is so erratic, these schedules are not being followed. And we were told that Itekwini has a water crisis. And our problem is that we seem to be the only few reservoirs that are being rationed. If this crisis is, you know, area-wide throughout Itekwini, why are we carrying the burden of this water shortage?
The city says it rations water in areas supplied by the southern aqueduct when demand is high, calling it a necessary operational step. And in North Dean, Jacques Tayson says the area has been without water for more than 270 days, with more than 100 of those just this year alone.
It's only residents from the area, from Moseley and North Dean, that's part of this committee, just to earmark, you know, getting memorandums and the facts and the figures, exactly what's going on in our area.
And Tayson there is explaining that they formed a water crisis committee this week, hoping to speed up action from the municipality. The city says it's been facing a water shortfall since 2018 and is working with national government and Umgeni Utigela Water to build the lower and upper Umkomasi dams to boost supply. Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane says a team has been set up to help with relocating Umlazi flood victims. Simelane today visited the families affected by last week's torrential rains in Aid Section. Around 56 houses collapsed, while others are deemed unsafe for occupation. The minister says they are still determining the total number of affected families. She's urged residents not to resist relocation efforts.
We plea with our communities that they need to understand. We also are aware of how socially you get attached to a space in which you have occupied. Some people have been here as early as 1999 and they've built socially themselves a social network and a structure that involves others in the community. But now we're talking about lives. We're talking about the safety of themselves and their children. And I think ultimately we may want to look into possibilities of relocation and allocating them into spaces which hopefully will be much better than the riverbend.
And UN experts have demanded investigations into the alleged summary executions of dozens of people in Mali and the enforced disappearance of others. It's warning of possible war crimes and crimes against humanity. The group of more than a dozen independent experts have voiced outrage after the discovery last week of bodies near a Malian military camp, days after the army and suspected mercenaries arrested dozens of civilians. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 18, Richards Bay 24.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Wait, Jay, what day is it?
It's Wednesday, mate.
Oh.
Did you think it's Thursday?
Okay. Okay.
So, did you think it's Thursday?
Yeah, that's awkward. So United and Spurs are actually in Europa League semi-final action tomorrow night, not tonight. There is Betway Premiership action this evening, and Yannick Sinner returns to action next week after his doping ban.
Nick, it's Thursday, the 30th of April.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. See, even now I'm confused. Anyways, let's move into your traffic because you're...